Sky Sports Radio combined with Harness Racing New South Wales brings you On The Pace for your daily dose of news and tips.
26 to 11, Mick Guerin joins me. Morning, Mick.
Yeah, morning, Sean. Hope things are going well over there, buddy.
Yeah, terrific. Now, tell us about, you got the Harness Duel Saturday, but the Aussies had a few hiccups with planes. What's the story?
Yeah, they did. The Harness Duels are in Christchurch this year, Sean. They alternate between the North and South Islands of New Zealand every June. And they're tended to be held in Ashburton, but they've moved to Addington, which is the home of harness racing in New Zealand for the first time. Now, there's six Australians involved. One of them was already in Christchurch. The other five were flying via Sydney into Auckland, Auckland onto Christchurch. Sounds good so far. Problem was fog in Christchurch overnight, because the flights are overnight for 3 days in a row, meant they couldn't get from Auckland to Christchurch. The plane couldn't land. Long story short, after being held up in Auckland for 3 days, they have got there. So the horses from Anton Galino and Shane Tritton's team and the Frisbee team, they have Major Occasion, who's probably the best chance of winning a Duels for the Australians on Saturday, have all made it. So they've flown into Christchurch this morning. They shouldn't have been upset too much by what they've done. They've been staying at Tony Hurley's and been able to work on the track and all that sort of thing. But yeah, a little bit of a delay for them. Six Australians in those nine Group 1 races. So six of them have Australians in them. Yeah. Nine Group 1s, Sean, and they're back-to-back. So basically the entire card is Group 1s. It's similar to the Breeders' Crown out of Victoria, probably even a bit stronger because, of course, you have the all-conquering all-stars there with about 20 horses. And it's going to be a hell of a day because over the 1,980 metres, there'll be very high-pressure racing. Kicks off nice and early, Australian time on the eastern seaboard. First race goes at around 9.40 Australian time. And, yeah, the action will be nice. First race goes at 10.15 Australian time. And it'll be a nice little sort of interest before the racing kicks off at Doomben for what's going to be Oaks Day there.
Mick, why did they change from Ashburton to Addington? Is that just something they do regularly, or is there a reason?
No. Ashburton's a very small club. It's a fantastic track, but it's a very small club. And they have struggled. They've had the main lady who was in charge there left because of illness, and the club itself races only 8 days a year. It basically didn't have the infrastructure to compete with Addington. And Addington's also in a far bigger area. Ashburton's a very small town. It'd be like holding, for example, the Breeders' Crown at Ararat or something.
Yeah.
Like, while the locals would love it, it might be a bit too far for other people to go. So Addington is the biggest harness racing track, probably in Australasia, to be honest, as in regards to the home of harness racing. So I think it's the right decision, but yeah, as it's turned out, a sad day for the Ashburton people, but these things, as you know, it's hard to support major race days in the province of Sean.
Now, Mick, you do know we do like an investment.
Don't we all, Shawnee?
Only on days that end in Y, and that's why we have you on, Mick, to find a winner. Can you come up with one?
It's one of those days where there's going to be a lot of short-priced favourites. The All-Stars are incredibly dominant, much in the same way that Emma Stewart can be with his racing in Victoria. So there's going to be horses there who you just think are going to turn up and win, but that's not much good to people. If you are looking to take your multi-bet, Ali Mack in race one should be a good thing. I would suggest that Princess Tiffany should win a two-horse race, which is the three-year-old race, race six, and turn it up should be winning race seven. So there's your multi-bet. You can base those and probably get your $2.20 back for you for your big size bet. But that's not much good for people who want to have a real play. The other ones you can bet on for the day, I think Sunday's Sun, it's in race eight. It's going to be about 2.5. I think it'll run to the front, and if it doesn't gallop, it'll win. So Sunday's Sun's the best bet for those who are looking for proper odds to make the day interesting. That's going to be at 2.33 Australian time. So, you know, Doomben will be in play by then. It won't be sort of like, you know, so late in the day that it's going to interfere with the gallops punting. And in race two, Ultimate Stride is a big horse owned in Sydney by the Rosatis, Emilio and Mary Rosati. I think he's the best horse in the race, but he's $4 because he's a little bit recalcitrant off the gate. The best version of him, I think, would lead and win. So Ultimate Stride in race two is probably the best chance of getting a quid. Race eight, Sunday Sun, is good 6-4 type odds. And then there's the sort of easy multi of Ali Mack in the first, Princess Tiffany in race six, and Turn It Up in race seven, Sean.
All right, Emilio's got some good horses, hasn't he?
Look, he's put a lot of money into the game, and he's putting a lot of money into a property he's developing in New South Wales. This might be one of the better horses he's bought because it's a big horse with a big chance.
Yeah, terrific bloke. Good luck to him, too. When they tip in the money, you like to see him get a result, too.
Yeah, 100%, Sean. And as I said, it's great to have the Australians here. There's a lot of interest in Australia. The Australian media are behind us. Harness racing isn't big enough to survive as two separate countries. It needs that trans-Tasman racing. Our horse is going there. Your horse is coming here. Really adds to the appeal for the general punter. So great to see the six Australians coming across. And I wish them all the best of luck. But the first of them is the first on the card. And Major Occasion does have a legitimate chance if she can get some luck from her second line barrier draw for the Frisbees, who have had a banner season.
Terrific, Mick. Good catch up. We'll talk to you soon.
Look forward to it, Sean.
Thanks, Mick. Mick Garran on the pace. It is 20-10 now with the Australian Racing and Breeding Tables being dominated by Sires, who delivered type and speed over and above their service fee price tags. Saburg offers breeders an opportunity to invest on the back of two big mares books of 152 and 178 in his first two seasons. Backed not only by Kitchman Hills, but a who's who of Australian racing and breeding, Saburg is set to explode into the racing scene. If type matters, if two-year-old speed matters, well, Saburg is poised. This is just the beginning. Visit kitchmanhills.com.au.